Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Well, a lot of people know my family and I are moving to Brisbane this year. It's a really big change and we're all really excited to move and be together as a family again. I am actually releasing some music, original music, for the first time early this year. Probably around April is about the time. So I'm really excited to share that with the public since I've never written anything from myself before.
Bagong taon, bagong lugar para sa dalaga at singer na si Trinity Young. Handa ito sa anumang hamon na kanyang haharapin. Lumaki sa New South Wales ang dalaga at singer. Halos buong buhay niya ay sa rehiyon ng Central Coast sa New South Wales ito nakatira. Pero ngayong bagong taong 2026, lilipat ang kanyang buong pamilya sa Queensland upang suportahan ang kanyang ama na isang executive sa industriya ng golf. Sa kabila ng mga inaasahang mga hamon ng paninirahan sa isang hindi pamilyar na lugar, positibo naman ang dalagang singer sa mga oportunidad na maaaring dala ng isang bagong lugar.
And when I get up to Queensland, probably do some musical theater like I've been doing here on the coast and see whatever is in store for me up there. So I'm really excited about that.
Unang nakilala ng Australia ang magbe-21 na ngayon na si Trinity nang ito'y sumali sa The Voice Kids Australia noong taong 2014. 9 taong gulang lamang siya noon nang sumabak sa kompetisyon sa telebisyon at isa siya sa pinakabatang contestant. Nakilala siya bilang isang bata na may powerful voice at boses na sumisipol kapag kumakanta.
I remember Australia first met you at The Voice Kids Australia.
Yeah.
That was in 2014, 11
yes.
years ago.
Yes.
You're so little but with big voice. But ever since then, you've been performing, you've been doing a lot of performances at the coast. But Australia has not seen you that much. As 11 years ago, up to now, have you seen yourself really pursuing music and continuing on?
Yes, for sure. With the support of mom being my singing coach and being the owner of Tomato Music, she's really encouraged me and supported me to be able to continue doing music. And my passion has really increased as time has go on. Seeing people and meeting many talented artists on the Central Coast, Sydney, Newcastle. And so I really think that I will continue to do music. I've actually grown a passion for business a little bit, some marketing on the side. I recently had a job at the Art House Wyong, which deals with theater and organization of venues. And I've been really interested in that and pursuing that even as well. So, but still being part of the performing arts space, definitely still part.
Kinalakihan ni Trinity ang musika dahil ang kanyang ina na si Jun Yang ay dating isang international singer na lumibot sa Asia dahil sa kanyang pagkanta. Ang tubong Cebu na si Jun ay isa ring voice coach at siyang nagtuturo kay Trinity. Sa nagdaang taong 2025, ipinagpapasalamat ni Trinity Yang ang kanyang pagtatapos sa kanyang kurso na Bachelor of Music and Performing Arts. Tinapos niya ito ng with distinction.
And having graduated from Bachelor of Music and Performing Arts, what do you look forward to? I mean, what's in store for you for the next 5 years?
Yeah, for sure. I've learned many things through my degree, especially recording and production and doing my original music that I'm producing. Pretty much been my own producer in a way where I've done all the recording myself, organized the mixing and that as well. So that's something I really learned from that. And yeah, just, you know, the theory behind it as well and making music. I wouldn't have been able to release music without doing my degree. So I think that's been really insightful. So.
At sa bagong taong 2026, aabangan mula sa Filipino-Australian singer ang kanyang unang single na siya mismo ang sumulat.
For my original music, it's just a single, no album for this one. But this song kind of talks about a time in my life where I felt I was being left behind. I'm inspired by so many different people, but sometimes you can feel like you're not doing enough and you want to keep doing more. So that's what this song is about. And I actually sang the song in my final performance at uni, which some people got a little sneak peek of, but I will be releasing it everywhere on Spotify, YouTube, all those platforms. So I really hope you enjoy it when it releases. It's called One Step. I've just called it One Step for now, but like the single is in like the song I'm doing. So that's what I've gone for the single title. Yes, first time. I have written music before, but never been released to the public. I've always just kept it in my room playing by myself. So I'm really happy about this song, and I really feel like its message can really inspire people and be like, you're not alone. And we all have different paths in which we take, and that, you know, you are in your own pace. It's going to be released in April, and I actually have a little mini segment series that I'm doing in March as a lead up to my birthday called 21 Days, 21 Duets. And so what I've done is I have accumulated a bunch of friends, family, some of mom's students to sing a duet with me. It's about 1 minute to 2 minutes, and we've just sung together, and that will be posted as a lead up to my 21st birthday. And then on my birthday will be the announcement of my single. So it's kind of like gaining growth of viewership to see the series, and then boom, my single. So that I'm excited to share that with everybody as well, and that'll be released everywhere as well, all on my socials.
And probably a 21st concert between.
Well, I will be in Brisbane, so I'm not quite sure, but maybe, who knows?
We have mentioned earlier that you've been out in the limelight at the age of maybe 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Very young. Yeah. But now that you've graduated from university, what have you learned from being in the limelight at a young age and now pursuing your own career with your own will?
Well, especially when you're young, I feel like you don't really have a consciousness to make your own choices. So I do believe at the beginning, it was a lot of my parents' influence, and they're telling me about, you know, how to dress and how to speak and all that stuff. But from their training and through, you know, doing schooling and musicals and other performances, I've gained the knowledge to do interviews like this and pick the outfits I want to try and have my own style. So I really feel like I've developed into this persona that I can put to the public that I love, and I hope you guys love too.
Yeah. Lastly, I know that a lot of Filipinos love music. Mm-hmm. You're very aware of that.
Everyone in this coast is into
music.
Yeah.
For those young Filipino Australians pursuing music or whatever it is in performances or whatever career they are into, what can you say to them having started in the industry at a very young age?
Yeah, I think that you should be true to yourself, that the journey is not linear. There's hard times and there's fun times, and you'll be able to meet so many people, but don't give up. It is such an amazing thing to do whatever you're doing. If that is singing or music or even working in the workforce, everything you do is so important to you. And I think it's just not to give up, that you're always have the support with your family and friends. So
you're leaving New South Wales, especially the Central Coast, moving to Queensland.
Yes.
But we'll see you again.
Yes, for sure. I don't think this will be the last time you'll see of me in the Central Coast. I love this place, and I don't think I'll definitely come back for sure.
Sa paglipat ng kanilang pamilya sa Brisbane mula sa New South Wales, panibagong buhay at mga hamon ang kanilang haharapin. Pero positibo siya at kanyang pinaghahandaan ang kanyang pagbabalik musika. Para naman sa kanyang ina na si Jun Yang, nakilala sa New South Wales sa kanyang pagtuturo sa mga bata bilang isang voice coach, bagaman malalayo at maiba ang kanyang lugar, umaasa naman ito na maipagpapatuloy ng kanyang mga maiiwan ng estudyante ang kanilang pagkanta.
Actually, there's just one wish that I would like to make is to see my students in the Central Coast to shine more, that they continue singing, and that they're gonna be even better with their singing careers.
At sa mga haharaping hamon sa panibagong lugar, handa si Jun Yang para sa mga hamong iyon. Pinakamahihirapan lamang anya siya ay ang malayo sa mga taong malapit sa kanya.
The challenge would be, of course, to, because I'll be doing everything from the scratch again. So my challenge would be to be able to get a an amazing team like what I have now. Every time we do concerts, we always have this amazing team that helps me. That will be my biggest challenge, as well as because I'm not worried about teaching there. It's the people around me that I guess that's my biggest challenge.
But it means you will continue on doing voice lessons, teaching kids up to adults with music and singing.
I will still do. I already have students there. So, I'm looking forward to helping students from Brisbane and in our area as well, Springfield.
Para dun sa mga estudyante na may iwan mo sa post who for sure will miss you terribly, ano yung message mo sa kanila? And syempre dun sa mga tao na nakasama mo over a decade or almost 2 decades dito sa post.
My message for my students is to keep shining, keep challenging your artistry, keep pushing your limits to be able to be the best artist there is. And also to my my friends whom I will be leaving, I will be back in 3 to 5 years.
Pero umaasang mag-inang June at Trinity na magbabalik sila sa New South Wales. Pero sa ngayon, handa sila na harapin ang mga oportunidad na dala ng bagong taon. Ana Limvilata pa sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.